Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Born August 30th in Washington, D.C., he is an Emmy Award-winning comedian, author, playwright and actor who is a graduate of the prestigious Yale School of Drama. He came to national attention as a correspondent on The Daily Show. You've seen his numerous Comedy Central and HBO specials, as well as his show, Root of All Evil. You've read his books, Ye of Little Faith, and I'm Dreaming of a Black Christmas. And on Saturday, December 8th, you can see him live on stage at the Midland Theater. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, comedy great, Louis Black.
Oh, Mr. Black.
How are we doing?
I'm on my way to New York City next week.
Yeah, you're an idiot. You know, really, that's a good idea. And every year you come here, and every year I leave at Thanksgiving. Why? Because it makes Christmas shorter. You've now extended your Christmas season to another 3.5 months. Just the one day of standing in the parade, which will be about 8 degrees. That'll be good.
I know. I love it.
That'll be good. You're insane.
I know. I'm like a mouth-breathing kid at a white trash carnival. I cannot get enough of it.
I've lived here for 40 years, and that's the last place outside of... If you said, hey, Lou, I'm coming there for New Year's, I'd like to stand in Times Square, then I'd be forced to possibly have you... I'd actually have to be forced to put to sleep.
I got you. I even get that. You know, I leave on Christmas. I don't stay in town. I immediately go out for a walkabout for a couple weeks.
Right. No, and that's what I do on Thanksgiving, because it does take... It takes at least 2 weeks of Christmas off, you know, because it's not that the barrage is not. I don't have to deal with that barrage.
But you know me,
nonsense.
I like to see the parade, and I don't always stay for all of it. But then I wander about New York City, and it's, you know, it's my favorite city in the world, man, second to Kansas City. But I mean, it really is one of those amazing towns where you never know what you're going to see around which corner.
No, it's a great city, and you should walk, the weather's good, you should walk. I don't know if you've ever walked the High Line. Have you ever done that?
Of course, of course.
Oh, good, yeah. Well, that's my favorite.
It is.
That's really the great thing they did here.
Let me tell you something, how that statement is going to make someone happy. So my good friend, F-em-up Chuck, and his wife, Celine, she had a lot to do with that High Line. She works for the architect that built it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to
tell you. It's one of the most brilliant public works things done in a long time that actually gave you a real different sense. It took something that was really an eyesore and turned it into a way in which to look at the city in another fashion. It's extraordinary.
It really is. And you know the project that's happening in the Hudson River right now, like the amphitheater, that's another project by the same architect firm.
Yeah, I know. They want me to play that. And I said, you know what? Why don't we see if people can hear us first?
Right.
On a river, right. Schmucks. Because they kind of going, you know, I'd really like to book you there. Really, you would? Well, why don't we see if it's how good it is when the tugboats pass.
Right.
And you hear the ooga ooga in the middle of your act. Or something. You know, I mean, I did this once in Portland, Maine. We went up and they said, oh, you got to play. We got this new venue. Comics have done this. They love this. And it was out on the pier there, right next to the... Well, it turns out it's where the boats that go, you know, they've got these shuttle boats that go from there. And on the other side, they're packing fish. It was, like, unbelievable. So the whole act, there was no act. All I did was walk back and forth between yelling at the boats coming in and then walking back and yelling at the fish guys honking the horns.
See, I feel like you're really in that holiday spirit right now. I can feel your happiness right now with the entire world. I'm excited for you to be here.
Oh, yeah, boy, that holiday spirit really envelops me. Well, you know, I'm glad everybody's doing two-day free shipping now, because that really, when I was a child, that was all I really ever wanted. Was that now my world's complete. I mean, everybody's bitching and moaning about the way the world is. Are you kidding me? You can get your crap in 2 days now. Woo! we won. That's all I, you know, that puts me in the spirit, you know.
It's, you know,
I
what?
I can get my gummy bears. I can get my gummy bears in 2 days. My gummy bear, a senior citizen vitamins. Woo-hoo.
You there? Listen, there's no shortage of discussion for you these days. I mean, there's just the world is just spinning at an alarming rate.
Oh yeah, no, and then yeah, he's you know, it's just unbelievable. And then I mean, what you know? Today, every day I kind of wake up and go, what is the attraction? And I think today I figured it's because a lot of the people like him because they think, you know, boy, I had a bad day, but he's had a worse one. Every day he's in charge. How can you be the president and be upset all the time? Look at what they're doing to me. What planet are you on? You're the big cheese. You don't get to do this.
Listen,
you feel bad. Why don't you go in the front yard and wave, and people will wave back? I wish I could do that. I mean, seriously, that's I think why people are attracted. They go, wow, you know, I'm not going to be able to buy snow tires this year because I'm broke, but that poor son of a bitch, whoa, that Mueller, whoo, it's really upsetting. You know, if he would shut up, I would forget Mueller's around. I would think it's some sort of a German bread factory. Idiot.
Are you enjoying the stupidity of certain types of people, like people who just the logic, fact, and the truth, nothing has any implication at all anymore? Like you, 2 + 2 = onion. It's like beating your head on a wall.
Well, I did this thing last night on the Daily Show, and it was about the flat earthers group. And I'm sitting there when we're working on the piece yesterday, and I'm going, why are we the ones? I said, we can't be sitting here arguing. They're the ones who have to come up with the arguments. We don't have to argue with them. They have to prove it to us. The earth's round, putz. We're going back to discuss this stuff? We don't have time. I don't even have the energy for it.
I know. I couldn't agree more.
We didn't go into space. One of the things they claim is there's no outer space.
Right. We're living in a terrarium.
Yeah, I know. And Mitch McConnell's a tortoise.
The Midland Theater needs you. Kansas City needs you. The world needs you. You are going to be here.
I'm going to be there.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. I hope I get to see you.
Yes, sir. I'll be in town and you know, I'm just a fan, man. And in times like this, and this I was talking to people about is, listen, I understand you take the world seriously when you see it going weird, but laugh. And if you believe in your side so deeply that you've stopped laughing at your side, then you've lost the whole point of it, you know. Don't be such a pussy liberal that you can't laugh at the ridiculous nature of some of your kind. And if you're such a right-wing Nazi that everything is so offensive to you that it's a joke, you're a pussy too. Like it's stopped. Normal human beings, I'm sure, are still here. I just can't find them quite yet.
No, it's really been unbelievable. It's the first time I've had any, occasionally less and less and less, but we get a certain amount of blowback about it. You know, where they go, the people who've won are whining.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're making jokes about him. I make jokes about everybody, you putz.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
That's my job.
That's right.
I used to like you before. Why? Well, you liked me before. Well, then you know what the deal is. Don't make up stuff. You didn't like me before. You happen to stumble in now, jerk. I don't need your $27.50. Take it down the street.
Oh,
so you can go, you know, go see a movie, you putz.
God. I dream of
I mean, they really are. I've had people, you know, how come you know, I've actually had people come up every show, how come you don't talk about Hillary? Because she did go, I don't want to talk about Hillary. I didn't want to talk about her then, and I don't want to talk about her now.
Yeah, well, there's nothing buffoon about it.
I make jokes about her. She's gone.
Yeah, that's right. That's it, man. You know,
and you're the ones who put this guy in. He's great for comedy. Yeah, he's great for comedy in the way a stroke's good for a nap.
God damn it. I must put my God. I have a dream about you on a giant dining room table at a Thanksgiving Day television special, like a pay-per-view, and you take these people we're talking about, and we sit them around the table, we make two turkeys, dinners, and you go straight Uncle Truth on them. It just goes around the table. Let them give their point, and then it's the way it used to be at my house, where somebody would say something stupid, and thankfully, I had an Uncle Bigot who was kind of ridiculous, and then my dad was pretty normal, and then my great Uncle Paulie was always really smart, and he'd really give you the no-esser. And it was kind of fun to watch it. And I miss those guys because it was fun to watch them saw people in half.
Yeah. No, it's true. And now we sit around and look at their, you know, their Instagram page.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
While they're sitting here. Well, look, they've got a better turkey than we do. Somebody's eating a goose. Oh, boy.
Not a big Instagram guy? Yeah. You're not on social media all the time, Lewis?
It's amazing to me. I don't know how people got the time. Seriously, how do people get the time to do that?
It's important.
You know, I don't have the time. I got stuff to get done. I need to stop in the middle of the day. Go, ooh. Or these people put like a ooga ooga, and then you look and you go, oh my God, 16 gerbils have escaped from the zoo. Oh my God, they're all rabid. Did you see this? Look. Monkeys are taking shits everywhere. are you kidding me? What is the matter with people?
Dude, you're more necessary.
And then, you know, I don't know, but, you know, I started initially on Facebook 100 years ago. I mean, I talk about this when it started, which is, I didn't know how it worked. And I just kind of thought, oh, it would be, what a good way to connect with people that I kind of would like to have caught up with, you know, from my past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the interesting people. Well, you know who doesn't show up? The interesting people.
That's right.
They don't get in touch with you. Why? Because they're interesting. The ones who show up are the last people you want to get in touch with. Every jackass you ever knew in your life, oh, I'm so glad to see you on Facebook. I see you're going to be at Noodles in Virginia. I can't wait to see you. Son of a bitch. He got caught.
It's so goddamn true, Lewis. You remember when you wouldn't invite people to a party and everybody would be like, no, 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 don't tell him. Don't tell Steve about the goddamn party because he'll show up. Well, Facebook allows him to come to the party.
Yeah, allows him to come to the party and take photos and show other people he didn't want at the party.
That's right. That's exactly.
He passes it on to the next group of infected people.
It's true.
The other group of douchebags who are going to wander in.
The second this radio show, this whole career thing, when somebody gets smart and finally kicks us out, that thing gets turned off, never to be looked at again.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. For sure, man.
Well, I mean, I've got, you know, I mean, basically, it's, you know, actually, you know, in a lot of ways, what doesn't make sense, it was like everybody's advertising their life.
Yeah.
You know? We spend our lives having to be advertised. You got to listen to them. 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 Got to see them. Got to see them. Got to see them. So now, you know, so to add another layer of that, you know, to say, you know, now I'm going to put more onto that. No. You know, you've got enough of my life. I'm doing it. You know, we do interviews. You talk every morning. What else do they need to know about you? You're talking 4 hours a day. You don't even know what you're saying for the first 2 hours.
He knows me. He knows me. It's true. And well, listen, but you're doing the same thing. You're out on the road. You're doing specials. Now you're doing the podcast with Kathleen Madigan, man. You're doing the special. You guys escaped to Canada.
Yeah, that was some fun. That's really fun. If you get a chance, just listen to that. That's crazy.
It's I love you and Madigan together, man. I mean, you really are great together.
Yeah, we have a good time, and then we just did a thing. She just did a thing for Sirius Radio that'll be coming on, the Comedy Greats thing. We just did the last 2 days where she was with like Gaffigan, Bill Burr, all talking about their most miserable Christmases and New Years and stuff.
Oh, God, I hate Christmas and New Years. I love the idea of it, but the truth of it, it's just too much, man.
Yeah. It was really great for a long time because it didn't matter. New Year's was big, especially when I was wandering around the country doing stand-up. Like, New Year's was the big money night. You were working a club.
Sure.
And then even later on, playing a theater. And now it's, you don't have, you know, now it's kind of not anymore, and it's like, oh, thank God, I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Because it was just like appearing in front of, you might as well have been appearing, you might as well have been standing in the Serengeti with animals passing and bleeding, you know. You know, they're out there with their little, they get those little, the blowers, they start at like 9:30, you're in the middle of your set, you don't even need to be there.
Oh, listen, tickets are available. You got to go Saturday night, December 8th, the Midland Red. I mean, this tour. Now, what's this, the Jokes on Us tour? That's this one. Yeah. And I'm just this again, more than ever, because the world is on fire. Now, make no mistake, people listening, it is. That being said, we're going to survive it. It's gotten weird before. It's going to get weird again. So take a moment.
You know, they keep saying this is, you know, this is the most divided time. No, you know, really? Well, the 60s were no day at the beach.
Right, exactly. Civil War seemed to be kind
of a
problem.
What do you think that was about?
Yeah, of course.
At least now we, you know, recognize that the military are kind of important and it's not their decision to be in a war.
That's it.
I still get kind of little blips about it. Well, you know, they shouldn't have, you know, they've gone to an immoral war. What do you want, putz? You want them to go to jail once they get in?
That's right.
They volunteer to be in the military. They volunteer to protect us. Then someone says, you know, hey, we should go do this. Where are they supposed to go? Oh, you know, no. It's not, you know, it's not homeroom. You're not in the fifth grade. Jesus, I don't want to be in gym class today. It's not gym class. It's the military.
That's right. You got to go. That's
but
it.
I think it's... It was just as divided back then. It was crazy, Bill.
And we survived it. We'll survive this. I mean, always keep your moral compass right, but don't, man, again, when you stop and you can't laugh at yourself, even your own belief system, because there's ridiculous people all around us in every facet of life. And just, come on, man, just stop being so goddamn hateful out there. That's where it all goes dark for me.
I mean, it's really exhausting. And it's plus, you know, all you got to remember is the pendulum. You know, you go from Bush to Obama. To him, I don't say his name because when I say his name, his ears perk up. So you go from, you know, Bush to Obama to him, and then it's going to swing back to somebody else, and you go, oh, how do we end up with that? You know?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Unfortunately, it doesn't stop in the middle where everybody lives. I believe 95% of the entire population really does live right there in Normaltown, but they're so loud on either side. And that goes to social media and their bitchy sounds and people saying, you've triggered me, and the other side being Nazi. Like, there's just an absurd amount of a-holes right now.
Yeah, really, that triggered me. And this, I really love the fact, too, you know, really good that the liberals came out to be the ones who were going to come out against free speech. Good job. That's a really good position to take.
As you, I need a safe space. I don't want to hear another opinion. No. It hurts my feelings.
Yeah, I need a safe space. That's why God gave you a bathroom with a door. Okay? Stay home. Close that door. That's where I hid from my family, jackass.
The world needs you more.
That's your safe space.
More than ever. Lewis Black is more necessary than any other thing. I mean, I'm telling you. Listen, I wish I could get you a press pass to go to the White House and get into those press conferences.
Oh, God. I'd be on all fours. It's the first time I'd wear a furry outfit. You know, all fours barking like a St. Bernard.
Big
little poop and then pee on his shoe.
Listen, you can't get here fast enough. You cannot get here fast enough. Lewis Black, again, the Midland. Tickets are available December 8th. That's a Saturday night. It's time, and I. Hey, man, well, I'll miss you in New York next week, but I'll see you in Kansas City the week after.
I won't see you. But go, you know, if you can't go to the West Bank Cafe, I always tell you to try to get over there. And,
yes, sir.
And let me know if you do, because I'll leave you a really nice bottle of wine.
No, you're a sweet man, and I love you, Lewis, and I'm always just proud to be your friend.
Well, it's a thrill. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you. And I'm sorry it took so long, but I've been very busy by you. And my parents are both 100 now, so that takes time.
Oof, good for you.
Chunk of time.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
And I've set them up in a terrarium. That's for people who are having trouble with assisted living situations. You might want to, once they get really old, you can put them in a terrarium. They don't know they're there.
The great Lewis Black, man.
Take care, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.